It was my dream apartment. It was sunny. It was beautiful. I could have a cat. At that time, it had like a washer in it. It was like everything. It was like everything I wanted. And so that's how I ended up moving to the neighborhood. Bethel Christian Church, they own my building. And from time to time, you know, I ask them about sales because I see people scouting my building. And they keep saying, we're not interested in selling that building. And they're like, you know, it was a crack house when we bought it in the 70s. It's, you know, and I think about all the different people who've lived in that building over the years too. And just like how so many things have changed. And just how kind of like the block and the neighborhood changed so dramatically within the past 4 years. And we went through this a little bit in the late 90s. I remember the Chronicle did a story about how this neighborhood, 94110, was the biggest like landlord-tenant eviction neighborhood where people were just buying stuff and forcing people out. And then there was like the tech bust and things stabilized again. And you know, it started up again hardcore within the past 5 years. So it feels very strange. It feels kind of like earthquake in a way, where you don't know when it's gonna come. And if you think about it, you can be anxious all the time, or you can sort of like let yourself forget about it. So it's kind of like this like low thrum in the background, you know? It's a kind of like a low level anxiety in the background. All kinds of people are leaving San Francisco, but something that I noticed having lived here for a long time is that there are new black people in this neighborhood. So like the whole like tech, you know, like infusion of people, it's not just white people. And the thing that makes me crazy when I see new black people in the neighborhood is that they're cold new people. So, you know, I tell my friends, like, for many, many, many years, there was me and a homeless woman named Kathy who were the black women, like within like three blocks. Okay, young, cool black women in the neighborhood, they will not make eye contact. They're looking everywhere. I'm just like walking by wanting to like yell, look you, Missy, I was holding it down for years before you got here, you know? And the reason that I raise this is because I think it's an issue of creating some kind of a sense of a community. You're not just floating through here. You should want to get to know people and feel connected to stuff.